by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, we are maintaining our spiritual life in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This day, very auspicious day, Guru Maharaj what? Want. He told before so many things to us. We cannot understand that time. But now we are observing, we are seeing the glories of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Srila Guru Maharaj come in Kolodit, Aparad Bhanjan part, he taken some land for us as Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita basis of preaching all over the world. That time, 3 acres of land only was there. And Guru Maharaj, he think this is sufficient for spending life, but his inner desire he expressed through one sloka, what he want and what is the position of Chaitanya Charitamrita and in future what will be Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Guru Maharaj have seen clearly. He composed that sloka, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhara Yudh Gita Gita Chaya Sri Vibrat Sangha Bhadi Ganga Dharana Kartana Vaddipa Kola Adri Raje Jatra Sri Gaura Sarasata Matra Nirata Gaura Gatha Jilanti Nityang Rupa Anuga Sri Kisamati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa Sema Chaitanya Sarasata Mat Chaitanya Sarasata Mat Unlimited glories he has seen in this material world. It's appeared from the highest place of spiritual abode. But appear here, some people or mundane thinker, they are thinking it is a little mot. What can from this mot? What can do? Someone is God brother, very good, high class God brother. He told Sridhar Maharaj, taken one big long bamboo and put it there, one flag, and living in thatched room, and composed this sloka, so glorifying sloka. And I told to Guru Maharaj, this is comment of this Prabhu. And Guru Maharaj said, you can say that in future what will be Chaitanya Charitamrita, what he can see if he will stay. But later, some of God brother, they was very envious to Guru Maharaj. They are thinking Guru Maharaj cannot eat properly because problem of money. He is not asking money to anyone. He is not going anywhere. He is staying in a thatched room. Someone giving some food, he is eating. Which way he maintain his life? But when this temple, Nag Mandir, and some structure come out, then that person asked to Pishima. Pishima means Prabhupada Devi Bhaktivedanta Swami's sister. He asked to Pishima, how is Chaitanya Sarasvata Maharaj and how is Sridhar Maharaj? And Pishima gave an answer very cleverly. Pishima told, now Chaitanya Sarasvata Maharaj, you cannot conceive what is the glories of that Chaitanya Sarasvata Maharaj. There is now Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govind Sundar manifested, and that Radharani's courtier, Lakshmi Devi, herself every day blooming, the courtier of Radharani, Lakshmi Devi. That is position of Chaitanya Sarasvata Maharaj. Pishima, given that answer, Guru Maharaj smiled and told, she is very clever. She not told Sridhar Maharaj is courtier. She told Radharani is courtier. It is possible and it is very good. Now I am thinking, what was desire of Guru Maharaj, that Govindakunda? Guru Maharaj mentioned from first time, this is Govindakunda. If you can buy, then we can make something in Govindakunda. But that time, little late, we bought it, but cannot do anything because the neighbor of this kunda, they do not want. It will be very big and very nice. They want their cow, their buffalo, everything, every day. We take bath here and demolish the banana tree. That is their nature, natural shabha. Then actually 12 to 14 years I fighted for giving the compound wall of Govindakunda here. But after that, a time came and some way we have got opportunity, and that Govindakunda compound wall. But Guru Maharaj's desire was in the middle of Govindakunda there will be one temple, small temple, and Mahaprabhu will go at Chandan Yatra and play in boat Govindakunda and rest there, take some nourishment, food, etc. Then Chandan Yatra time, Mahaprabhu will go for play in Govindakunda. But I cannot think which way it will be possible, because who will do that was question. And which way will be possible, that's also very question. But by the grace of Lord Gauranga, Govindakunda come out through the service of the devotee, mainly Acharya Maharaj. When I expressed my desire, he told, yes, it is possible. Then I think which way it is possible, but it is necessary to build like Vrindavan. Vrindavan, all kunda is very nicely decorated. But you are seeing now, at present, the position of Govindakunda is very nice. And day by day, it will be more beautiful. That is, I can think. Because grace of Srila Guru Maharaj upon us, and we are all very much eager to serve Govinda Kunda and Mahaprabhu. Then, at present, when temples be, I think this temple always will be vacant, and Mahaprabhu yearly once or twice or thrice will come and stay there a few hours, and that temple will be backtracked, etc. They will stay there and lay some of the swan or goods they will bestow whole year. This is not good. Anyway, then I meditate. What shall we do? It's come out in our mind that Giriraj Govardhan, his form here, Gupta Govardhan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told it, that this Kulandrup is Gupta Govardhan. Then why not Gupta Govardhan will be revealed here? Gupta Govardhan, but nobody knows it. But if Govardhan will reveal himself, then it will be back to Govardhan. And now you are seeing Giriraj Govardhan come, and all the property of Chaitanya Saraswati Math as very small city, but who will take care of all these things? Then Lord Shiva, he mercifully started to take charge. Khetrapal, as a Khetrapal, he has taken charge here. In Mayapur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahaprabhu's place, birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he inaugurated temple of Lord Shiva, and there service going on. And every month, Srila Madhava Maharaj's mat and other big mat, even Sri Dham Vrindavan, there is four Lord Shiva, Bhuteshwar, Kameshwar, Chakoleshwar, Gopeshwar, this type of Shiva temple in Vrindavan also. And their pranam mantra is very nice. Jabindavara manipati jaya soma soma mauli sanandana sanantana lara dedya gopishara brajabhidas jukman ki padme priti nijaksha nitaran nirupadhi padme nirupadhi priti nijaksha. Always you bestow your mercy as Krishna Prem, Krishna Bhakti. You have right to give it and give us, because you are the controller of the whole obstacles, what is undesirable, you can control that. And you are living in Vrindavan, and always Krishna is going there. You are Avanipate. Avanipate means you are master of that land of Vrindavan. Actually, Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Shiva is the super servant of Lord Krishna. This Srila Vedavyas, Bhagavan Badarayam, he told in Srimad Bhagavat, Nimnagana Jatha Ganga Devanam Achyuto Jatha Vaishnavanam Jatha Sambhu Purananam Idam Tatha. Given prestige and position like Srimad Bhagavat, that Shambhu, he is the super Vaishnava and his position in Vrindavan, so high position also he says. And when he is Gopishwar, there also he is given God the Rasastal. This type of glories of Lord Shiva we have seen. And Shiva, so many names and all very glorious. Sambhu, Risha, Pasupati, Shiva, Suri, Maheshara, Ishara, Sarva, Ishana, Shankara, Chandrasekara, Bhutesha, Khandaparasu, Girisho, Girisho, Mida, etc. I forgot that. Then he is sometimes Mahesha, Devadidev, all demigods, he is the leader, and they are worshipping Lord Shiva. Then Shiva is very simply merciful Vaishnava. His auspicious presence will clean the all obstacles of divine service of Lord Krishna, Mahaprabhu, non-different form with Krishna. Then all bhakti vigna, dinas, all the obstacles will go out by his divine glance, merciful glance, and we can happily serve our Supreme Lord. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Shivas have varieties, position. Sometimes he is Rudra, sometimes his position as Gunavatar, sometimes he is Sadasi, sometimes he is holding gadgets in his head, etc. Then his blessings, his mercy, always will be helpful to us, who is very conditioned soul. They also will get relief from this illusory environment. And very detached nature, no attachment, and living his dhyana mantra, so many dhyana mantras. But one mantra, what we are using, Dhai Nittang Maheshang Rajatakirini Bhangat Sharu Chandravatan Sang Ratnakalpochalangang Parasumargavara Bhintahastang Prasastang Pratannam Paddasinang Samantat Sutamamuraganir Bhagvatik Vatanang Vishyadang Vishyabhijang Nikila Vayaharang Panchabhatram Trinetram. This is the hand of Lord Shiva. And Shankaracharya, he was incarnation of Lord Shiva, Mahaprabhu said. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, Mahaprabhu himself mentioned Advaita Prabhu as incarnation of Lord Shiva. Mahaprabhu worshipped by Advaita Acharya, and Mahaprabhu himself also given some flower to Advaita Acharya for what, like worshipping. Je joshi joshi namastute. Then, I think so, we will get super chance to serve Mahaprabhu through the mercy of Lord Shiva. And his nature, disinterested nature, renounced nature, and not involved with any material things, and all material things serving him like his maid servant. Shiva's position in Brahma Sangita, we can see. There are also sloka, I cannot remember, but something remember. Tallingam Bhavan Sambhu. Tallingam Bhagavan Sambhu Jyoti Rupa Sanatana. When Bhagavan creating creation, that time Maya is material power and Bhagavan himself is Chinmaya, transcendental. Then, keeping connection through Lord Shiva, Lingarupi, Tallingam Bhagavan Sambhu, Jyoti Rupa Sanatan, that's also Sanatan, eternal. Then Shiva's position is Sadashiv, and he is Sadashiv, that Vaikuntha Lok he is living. In Vaikuntha, down part of Vaikuntha, highest upper part, living Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. In the middle part of Vaikuntha, they are living Narayan and other incarnation of Lord Krishna. Neti Changsa Kalapunsa Krishnastu Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mirayanti Juge Juge. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swami, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam, etc. So many shlokas in the scriptures. And also Shiva's position, Dadas Mahajan. He also won Mahajan. Mahajan means who is the a ruler and indicator of service world. He is Mahajana. Sambhu Narada Sambhu. He is the first, number one. Sambhu Narada. Sambhu is Brahma. Brahma Sambhu. Narada Shambhu, Kumara Kapilo Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Vishwa, Bali, Vyasaki, Bhayam, Vyasadev, Sukadev, Bali Maharaj, etc. 12 Mahajan. The one of Mahajan is Lord Shiva. And what is a little ugly form, disturbance necessary to do that type of service of Lord Krishna, and that service given to the Lord Shiva, like Mayavad. Mayavad is very bad thing, but Krishna wants to hide his bhakti yoga, then he is ordering to Lord Shiva, you preach Mayavad. Mayavad amatha chastram pachannam baddhu mukhyate mayivar bhidang devi kalo brahmana murtina. And Shankaracharya, rupena, in the form of Shankaracharya, Bhagavan Krishna preach the Mayavad. And
अर्हचाश्रम प्रच्छन्न बौद्ध मुच्यते, प्रच्छन्न बौद्ध मतवाद थ्योरी दैट कृष्ण गिविंग टू लॉर्ड शिवा यू टू यू टू फायर इज वेरी डिफिकल्टी फायर इज वेरी मच ऑब्स्टिकल एनी थिंग्स दैट गोइंग टू लॉर्ड शिवा एंड शिवो क्लीनिंग ऑफ विथ हिज पावर लाइक चार्जिंग द ओशन दैट टाइम नो वन कॉल लॉर्ड शिव दैट टाइम नारायण हिमसेल्फ Vishnu, Brahma, and all the demigods, and all the Asura, they make some compromise, and together they try to churn the ocean, and they expecting Amrita will come from there, and come so many things, Airavat come, Uchchaisrava, Harsha come, Lakshmi Devi come out, the moon come out, Surabhi come out, so many things, and everyone taken as they like. Lakshmi Devi gone to Narayan, Surabhi taken Indra, told this is very good milk, etc. But no one remembered that time Lord Shiva. But when again they are tired to churn this ocean, the more will come. Then poison come. And poison, everyone was very disturbed with poison, and no one can demolish that or control that. Then Vishnu said, go to Lord Shiva, he is mood of meditation, living in Kailash. Then everyone, demigods, brahmas have gone. Yeah. Prabhu, save us. What happened? The poison come out. Yeah, okay, no problem. Then Lord Shiva come and taken in hand. And taken all poison. This is nature of Lord Shiva. If you surrender to him, he will do for you anything. That is his nature, very much merciful nature. I composed this Gangadhar and Sadashiva some sloka. One sloka I composed, Pranam Mantra, Bandana Mantra, Devadi Deva Mahibhushanam Indukhasam, Panchananang Parasupani, Abhayam Pradangatam, Gangadharam, Parantapalakam Asutosam, Bandi Sadashiva Hari Priyachandra Maulin. This sloka. Sadashiva Hari Priya, always Krishna like him, and Chandramouli his crown, there is moon crown, Devadi Devam, all the demigods worshipping him, Ahibhushanam, he is not using any, no flower, no ornament. His ornament is snake. Ahibhushanam Indukasam. He is colored like moon, rising moon. Indukasam Devamahibhushanam Indukasam Panchananam. He has five head. That is always he is chanting the holy name of Lord Ramchandra as well as Krishna, Gangadhar. When Bhagirath, but Ganga from the Vaikuntha Lok, heaven, then from heaven to earth, who will hold this Ganga. Ganga very powerful and break everything. And Lord Shiva, they come, Bhagirath come to Lord Shiva and told you please to us. Okay, tell to Ganga, I shall hold her in my head. Like that, anyone is in position of danger, Lord Shiva giving mercy and offer to him fearless power and telling, don't worry, I am with you. This type of mercy of Lord Shiva, merciful Lord. And Ashutosham, one little ball of Gangajal and Belpatra, Billapatra, the marble leaf. If you give his head, very much happy. Little worship and give honor to Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva will give everything. Like this, no one, God or demigod, is merciful to us. For that, he is Ashutosh. Also, Krishna taking his help many times taken. They do this, do that, do that, do that. He is doing all. And even Asura, they are worshipping, and he is so merciful to Asura. Yes, I am with you. Even fighting with Krishna. But all, Annaya Vatirika Bhangyat Sat Sarvatra Sarvata, power of Krishna living everywhere, and this kind of power living with Lord Shiva. Yeah, sometimes Annaya, sometimes Vatirika. Sometimes direct, sometimes indirect mercy. All is good. What is Lord Shiva doing? Everything is exemplary good. Hare Krishna. Yes, that I am not telling that some person make offense. What is truth, they cannot understand. Then make offense, for that I am not telling. Otherwise, with my life, so much mercy of Lord Shiva, it is many times I have seen. Impossible. What I have seen, that is impossible to tell. But I have seen. Akashe to ami rakhi nai mor uribar itihas. Tobu urechenu sei mor uribar. It is my joy in heart that I have seen. But here is no history. How much I flew in the sky, there is no record. But I flew in sky. That is truth. And how much high that was, there is no record. Then which way I shall show you, I went there. But it is truth. Yeah. The connection with Lord Shiva given me so beautiful life. So nice, merciful he is upon me. And what is you are seeing? All coming by remembrance to Lord Shiva. My service growing so fast. Anyhow, yesterday was Shivaratri and we are thinking that everywhere Lord Shiva is present, and now Sri Chaitanya Saraswati is glorious and increasing day by day, and so many devotees I know, they are respecting Lord Shiva. Then if Lord Shiva will come here, that will be very good. That was my desire only. But I told the devotees, but devotee gone by bus to Haridwar, and Lord Shiva, he taken position in a seat in bus and come here. Anyhow, mercifully, he appeared yesterday, and it is my prayer to Lord Shiva, will take our service and give his unlimited divine mercy for the service to Krishna. We'll get strength, we'll get everything, connection with transcendental service world. He can give that service to us. That is his glorious, exclusive devotional life will be clean when mercy of Lord Shiva will come upon our head. Mercy. But we are not will forget the position as a conditioned soul. Then we can feel mercy. And here one thing I not told about Guru Maharaj. He is when living in Hapania. That time he is going every day for the bathing Ganges from Hapania to Patuli. Every day he is bathing Ganges and coming direct to Lord Shiva temple in Jamalpur. And in the way there was a lake, very nice lake, and taking there some lotus flowers for Lord Shiva of Jamalpur and giving to Lord Shiva in Jamalpur, and sitting there one neem tree. Under the neem tree he is resting a few minutes, then he is going back to Hapalia and taking breakfast, etc. Early in the morning he is doing that. And Guru Maharaj told that when he joined with Srila Saraswati Thakur, before that he went to Jamalpur and meditated there and asked Lord Shiva and have got inspiration, which is best in his life, and he will follow that. And he have got that inspiration to try to the mission of Sriman Mahaprabhu, what is organizing by Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he went to Mayapur and initiated by Saraswati Thakur. That also inspiration and full support Srila Guru Maharaj have got in Jamalpur. He told, many times he told it. Jaya Vishnu Vasila Bhaktira Krishna Devasali Maharaj Ki Jaya.